Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry says the seizure of the country's artwork by an Austrian court as compensation for damages is a breach of international law. Former President Václav Havel has criticized the planned demolition of a protected building on Prague's Wenceslas Square, and the newly reconstructed Golden Lane has reopened to visitors. The Czech Foreign Ministry says the seizure of the country's artwork by an Austrian court as compensation for damages is a breach of international law. In a statement released Wednesday, the ministry contended that the seizure was inconsistent with generally accepted principles of international law regarding the jurisdictional immunity of states and the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. The Viennese court seized three modernist paintings owned by the Czech state to compensate for damages claimed by the Swiss company Diag Human, which demands over $500 million from the Czech state for allegedly harming its blood plasma business in the country in the 1990s. In 2008, a court of arbitration ruled in favor of the firm, but Czech authorities say the decision has not yet come into force. Transport Minister Radek Šmerda, who replaced embattled public affairs leader Vít Bárta in April, has dismissed one of the deputies appointed by his predecessor, the Daily Lidové Noviny reports. The paper sees the move as an indication that the new transport minister no longer counts on Mr. Bárta returning to the post, which he said he would only take up until Mr. Bárta cleared his name of corruption allegations. According to Lidové Noviny, Deputy Minister Jana Kalvodová was dismissed in order to lessen the former minister's influence after a sharp exchange of words between Mr. Šmerda and his former boss. A ministry spokesman told the paper that the position would be filled by Jiří Žák, a former senator who is best known for having had an assistant regularly give him half of her pay. Former President Václav Havel has written an open letter to Culture Minister Jiří Beser, protesting the demolition of a protected building on Prague's Wenceslas Square. Mr. Havel wrote that even greater than his regret at the destruction of the building is his fear of the monster that is to be built there. The decision to tear down the building at Václavské náměstí 47 has met with a great deal of opposition, not least because the building is protected both by the city of Prague and UNESCO. Proponents of the demolition say that continuous remodeling of the building has left nothing of the original 19th century structure and that the building is not a cultural monument. The demolition is planned for this November and a 9-story office and commercial building is to be constructed in its place. President Václav Klaus and First Lady Livia have reopened the newly reconstructed Golden Lane, one of Prague's top tourist attractions. The Prague Castle Alley, with its picturesque row of Mannerist-style houses dating back to the late 15th century, has just undergone the most extensive reconstruction in its history. The lane had to be repaired mainly because of its outdated sewer system, which threatened the house's foundations. The repair works were launched last May at a cost of 34 million crowns. Some of the houses will now serve as museum exhibits, with their interiors reflecting their legendary uses as goldsmiths' workshops or alchemists' laboratories. The houses were in fact mostly inhabited by castle guards and servants. Now turning briefly to the weather, currently cloudy conditions are expected to clear up over the coming days, with forecasts of clear skies and daytime temperatures of around 24 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.